This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. And the 8 o'clock hour here, you can tell this isn't Paul's voice you're listening to. This is actually his youngest son, Patrick. My father will be back next week. He's got a little fight with laryngitis right now, so he's getting better. He sounded a little bit better, but not good enough to be on the radio for 4 hours. So I'm here to help you out. And we're going to change gears a little bit, speak with Steve from Orcon, or Organic Control. He's going to tell us a few different things. We're going to talk about bees, different types of bees, a bunch of indoor gardening, and a couple other things. So it's going to be some good information. So, Steve, welcome to the show. Tell me a little bit about your company.
Hi, thanks. Nice to be with you. Yeah, our company is kind of dedicated to the premise that Mother Nature has been handling pest insects for eons, and so what we like to do is work with Mother Nature in supplying beneficial insects to help gardeners fight invasions of bad bugs. And so our motto is, we have the right bug for the right job. So basically, we supply gardeners with good bugs that can help that. Help fight bad bugs when they invade our gardens.
Awesome. That's I've known your product for a while. I know it more for the ladybugs and the praying mantids and that type of thing. But I know there's a lot of other things out there. And when I was talking with my dad, he had told me, you know, talk a little bit about bees. And when we were talking briefly, we're talking about maybe a couple of different types of bees. And the difference between them?
Yeah, you know, we're all familiar with honeybees because that's what gives us honey, which we like, and they do great jobs with pollination. But there are two kinds of bees in the world. There's social bees and solitary bees, and honeybees are a great example of social bees because they have kind of a family structure. They have the queen, and they have workers and drones, and everybody kind of has a job to support the colony. There's another kind of bee that's actually been native to Northern California for as long as Northern California has been here, is what's generally known as solitary bees, where each bee operates individually. And one of those solitary bees is called a mason bee. And they're called mason bees because when they lay eggs, they make little walls between each egg. And they make the walls out of the bee's saliva and some dirt that she gets from the ground, and builds a wall. And so this wall building is how they get their name, mason bees. And they are just excellent pollinators. When they go from flower to flower, they don't have the little sacs that that honeybees have to stuff pollen into and carry back to the colony, because they don't have a hive or a queen. Each one operates individually. So as they pick up pollen on the hair that's on their body, they just do an excellent job of transmitting it from flower to flower. And it's been shown with tests that a single mason bee can do the work of 120 honeybees when it comes to pollinating. So they are really good pollinators. And so we try to take advantage of that by providing habitats that people can put in their yards that will help attract the natural mason bees that are in the area. And then we go one step farther and provide live cocoons that people can put in these habitats that will kind of get the process started a little quicker. So you can go and get a habitat and then put some of these cocoons in it, and they will hatch and they will remember where they came from and come back and lay their eggs inside the tubes, the empty tubes inside your mason bee habitat.
That's pretty amazing that they can do the work of 120 of the honeybees. So they're a very important bee. I'm on your website here, and I like the name here, the Plan B, the Mason Bee Nest. I like it. There's a couple other things on here. If you go to organiccontrol.com, there's a bunch of good information there. But there's some stuff on here about the mason bees as well. I saw there's a book, there's that Plan B, and then there's a starter kit.
Yeah, we just recently put together a starter kit so that so somebody can get everything they need to sort of get started with introducing mason bees into their yard. So in this new starter kit is the Plan B habitat that you just mentioned, and that's spelled Plan, P-L-A-N, and then B-B-E-E. And that's got the everything you need to actually mount the habitat in your yard. And then there's a book on mason bees written by Christopher O'Toole, which is one of the world's authorities on bees. And then a certificate so you can get those free cocoons. And whenever you're ready for the cocoons, you just go on our website and put in the serial number, and then we send the cocoons to you. And so that way you can kind of get a colony of mason bees started in your yard.
That's it's pretty neat. I was, you know, looking at some of this information. You got a lot of great information to tell you, you know, what to do, that type of thing. It's got your website has a lot of information just to help you make that decision if it's right for you.
With
the mason bees, it's probably something we're looking to do, Rob, in our area over here. I know you're in California, our area, probably in the spring, I would think.
Yeah, that's a great question. Mason bee, one of the advantages to mason bees is that they are active earlier than honeybees. And so when fruit trees and nut trees are just starting to blossom is when they become active, which is usually about a month before honeybees become active. So to take advantage of that, you want to have your habitat out in place at the first warmth of spring. So that's one of the reasons why Paul was asking me to talk about mason bees now, is because it's really great to get your habitats in place during the wintertime so that they'll be ready for the mason bees to use when they first hatch in early spring.
Okay, and now, so with the cocoons, how long will it take for them to hatch so that, you know, somebody can be, you know, proactive and get them at the right time?
They hatch as soon as they're exposed to warmth. So in your area, if somebody were to, say, get their cocoons in February, then they'd be in place as soon as the temperature started to warm up. And a good guide is whenever your fruit trees are normally start to bloom, that's when you can expect the mason bees to hatch out of the cocoons. Each cocoon has one bee in it. It's about the size of a baked bean. the cocoon, the bees will chew their way out of the cocoon, and kind of they're in these little tubes sort of in a line, and they will kind of wake each other up. As one wakes up and starts moving out, the others will wake up, and it's fun to watch them. The males usually come out first. Somehow nature has programmed the males to come out first, and they kind of fly around outside the hive, sort of establishing who the number one male is going to be, and then they wait for the females to come out. When the females come out, then that number one male gets to mate with the first female immediately, and it's kind of fun. You can watch this process all going on right in your yard.
That's some pretty cool stuff there, and it's a real benefit that, you know, the mason bees, and, you know, people are afraid of bees. You know, what are they going to do? But people understand what they do. But understanding what a mason bee can do compared to a honeybee is something that really a lot of people should really learn and get to know.
Yeah, and that's another good point you bring up, is that mason bees just don't sting. So they're really safe for your kids and pets. The way it works is the males don't even have a stinger, so they can't sting. The females have a stinger, but they just don't use it. And the reason why is because they don't have a queen or a hive to protect. That's the main reason that the honeybees sting, is because they just instinctively want to protect their queen and hive. But mason bees, not having that, just don't sting. I mean, if you squeeze one between your finger, you can eventually get it to sting, but it's tough. You have to really work at it. So they're very safe and fun to have around. And they, like I said earlier, they do occur naturally. And we've probably all seen them many times. When a mason bee flies by, you just sort of think, oh, there's a big horse fly or something like that. You don't realize that it's actually a bee, but they are quite common and do a lot of good work.
All right, Steve, I'm going to have you hang on till the other side of the break. I got a couple other questions for you, get some more information out there. So if you could, that would be great.
Okay.
And then after the break, we'll talk with Steve for a bit. And then you can try to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprints.com. That's greenprints.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Steve from Orcon Organic Controls. Go right back to him to ask him a few more questions. Now, Steve, just to go back to the mason bees, because it's very interesting what they can do. They look a little bit different than the regular honeybee. Right, they're a little bit bigger, that type of thing.
Yeah, they're a little bit bigger, and they also don't have those telltale stripes that that honeybees have. They're often referred to as blue orchard mason bees because they have kind of a metallic blue tinge to them, and they are a little bigger, and they're also hairier. if you look at one real closely. You'll see that they have more hair in their bodies than honeybees do, and it's all that hair in their bodies that is so helpful in picking up pollen and transferring it from flower to flower. And they fly a little different than honeybees too, and that's why people often don't recognize them as bees, is because they are a little slower than honeybees. So they just often appear to be a big fly, is what people think they are.
Okay, so, yeah, I was looking at some of the pictures, and you can definitely tell that metallic blue is a little bit different. A lot of people might think, you know, it might look like one of the greenhead flies around our area. People might mistake it for that, but it is something that's very good for this area. So it's a lot of great information, Steve. We really appreciate that. Now, switch gears a little bit. This is more for the outdoor. Can you tell us a little bit for anybody who's doing some indoor gardening, looking for, you know, an organic way to control some of that? What can we look for from you?
Last week we talked a little bit about two probably the best beneficial insects there are. A green lacewing is a bug that kind of works like a ladybug. They have mandibles like ladybugs, and the way they work is they go up to a pest insect. And they pierce the body of the insect and suck all the fluid out. But where a ladybug can do that about 50 times a day, A green lacewing larvae can do that about 1,000 times a day. So green lacewings are just a really valuable asset to have in your yard or in your indoor garden because they really attack a lot of different kinds of soft-bodied insects, and they're the ones that typically suck the sap out of plants, like aphids and thrips and mites and things like that. And plus, they're real pretty. As adults, they look like small green butterflies. And as larvae, when they do all their eating, they look like tiny black alligators. And of course, as larvae, they don't fly, so you're guaranteed they stay in an area for about 2 weeks before they become adults. And then another great general insect is a trichogramma. It's a tiny little parasite that lays its eggs inside of pest eggs, typically caterpillar type eggs. So tomato hornworms, for example, they will seek out and find the eggs of tomato hornworms and lay their eggs inside the caterpillar egg, and then their eggs hatch first and feed on it and kill it before it ever hatches and becomes a pest. So they will attack all different kinds of caterpillar type insects or insects that like to chew your leaves. So those are just two really good ways to fight common garden pests. Another one, a lot of people have mite problems, really bad mite problems, like spider mites, two-spotted mites. And we have a mite that actually attacks other mites. It's a good mite that attacks the bad mites. And we just call it a predatory mite. And that can be a real lifesaver for people who are just having some serious mite problems. And the thing is easy to apply. It comes on a little salt shaker. You just shake them out onto your plants, and they go to work right away. So that's really a good product.
That's awesome. Those are a couple good ones to use. Is there anything else there?
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, another kind of good general purpose one is a beneficial nematode. A lot of us are familiar with nematodes, bad nematodes, because they can attack the roots of plants and things. But there's also good nematodes, and good nematodes can't attack roots. All they do is eat other insects. And so the way they do that is they actually crawl inside the body of, say, a grub and lay their eggs inside, and their eggs hatch again first and feed on the grub and kill the grub. So that's a really terrific ally to have in your arsenal.
Excellent. We really appreciate you calling in and give us some great information, Steve. The company's Orcon, organiccontrol.com is the website.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'll be here for another hour and a half to help you out, and then my father should be back next week. So a little laryngitis, it's just about over. He just didn't want him to kill his voice because, you know, he does do this a lot. He likes to talk just like I do. So feel free to give us a call and ask any questions. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Steve from Orcon. I just wanted to give out the website. It's organiccontrol.com. It's got a lot of great information on there. And if you haven't thought about, if you've thought about it in the past or haven't thought about it, it'd be something to really look at. You know, that good information about the Mason Bee starter kit. You know, it might be fun if you have some kids because they're not going to bite, they're not going to sting or anything like that to the kids. So it might be fun to watch something like that happen. You know, might be a nice little Christmas type gift to show them, you know, hey, this spring we're going to do something pretty cool. So take a look and see what you can do there. So, Isaiah, we got any calls on the line? All right, I'll take that as a no, so I'll just keep going here. And then just a little bit of information about me. I've said it a couple times, but changed jobs. I used to be up in Peabody, but now I am down in Winchester at the Mahoney's Rocky Ledge, the original site there for the Mahoney's. It's been a pretty cool job there. And the assistant general manager, it's a learning process, a lot of great things. And I was telling my dad last night about my day yesterday when it came to selling Christmas trees. Now, I've been selling Christmas trees since I was little. I started in the industry so I could just hang out with my dad. And he put me to work and got me going, got me into what I'm doing now. But I haven't seen anything really like this before and how crazy it is and how well they do it. So they really go around. They do a lot of different things. They have people in all different areas and all the different trees that we sell. And then they're, you know, putting them on carts, helping the customer, going to the next station, it's station to station to really help you out. And one of the cool things I saw is they have a, it's called a shaker, a tree shaker. So it's on the back of a tractor. And it basically is a tub on the bottom where you put the butt of the Christmas tree in, and the Christmas tree stands up. And then from there, it just shakes it, spins it around in circles, and gets as much of those dry needles in there. You know, the dead needles, if you will. The tree is already actually dead, technically. So, you know, it gets some of those brown needles out, gets it in, out of there. So it's not as much hanging out on your floor. So it's pretty cool. You sit there, and you're just seeing needles fly in everywhere. You know, it makes a little bit of noise, but it's pretty cool. They wrap them up, get them out there, put that fresh cut on, and get them right onto your car and get you out there. It's pretty cool. Even my boss out there, he's got a Grinch on his back, and he's trying to get that Grinch off of there. So it's a fun atmosphere to be in. It's a fun time to do. So come on down. I'll be there around 11:30, 12 o'clock, depending upon you know, traffic, and I don't want to break any speed records getting down there, but I'll be down there. You can come see me, and like I said prior, it's something you can buy a Christmas tree. You can even donate to one of the programs that they do. It's called Trees for Troops. It's a tree that is donated to a troop that's either overseas or, you know, on a base in the United States. And, you know, our servicemen and women are away from home, and they want to feel a little bit of that Christmas feeling. And we get that out there, help them out. We've been involved in this program for about 10 years at Mahoney's. And their goal is to do about 2,100 trees this year or more. Looking pretty good, so we just got to keep on going. I want to break that record. It's my first year there. I want to show them, you know, hey, we really do care. You know, it's one of those reasons why I wanted to go to a company like this. They really do care. They do give back a lot. They've done so much, and I've only been there for about 2.5 months. They've done so much for the community, for everyone. It's a pretty cool feeling, pretty great company to be working for. So come on down, see me. And if not, you can, you know, you can go on their website if you want to donate to the Trees for Troops. It's mahoneysgarden.com /Trees for Troops. And help out in that way if you'd like. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'll be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions. Isaiah, you there? Or you got anybody on the line yet? So we're still... you guys still get to hear me talk about a couple random things, a couple things like that. So enjoy the show. I'll be here again till 10 o'clock, and we can answer all your gardening questions. A couple of the questions that we've had earlier, one of them that we talked about, Bob had talked about some soil sweetener and really getting the ground ready for the year and allowing water to go through. So one of the products I was talking about was pelletized gypsum. It's a great product. It's something you should look at for spring, not just for getting the water to go through, but coming up, we got snow coming. Snow is on its way, like it or not. We need to get it, but it's on its way. But one of the things that comes with snow is salt, the sand and salt that comes from the roads. We need to put that down there to help break that ice down, to help keep us safe on the roads. But, you know, when that plow goes by, he's not going like 2 miles an hour to go by on the road. He's probably going a little bit faster, and you got some salt spray flying onto the green, to the grass. So the pelletized gypsum is something that you can add in the spring to help make sure that salt goes right through the soil and gets into a better state for you and helps the soil out. So the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Isaiah, we got somebody on the line. Who's up next?
All right, we have Robin in Philadelphia, and they have a question about azaleas.
Robin, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, Patrick. This has happened the last couple springs. I have several azaleas where right when they're about ready to bloom and burst open, the buds die back and they just turn brown and they never bloom. And I've tried to look for bugs and I just can't really see anything. So I don't really know what's going on, and I've never sprayed them with anything as a preventive, so I'm not sure where to go next spring.
Okay, now, so I have a couple questions for you. Is there, have you noticed anything in the weather that's done anything to them? Like, has it like a frost hit when the flowers are blooming, or has it been like a rainy part for you?
No, because on the property we have many other azaleas where this hasn't been a problem.
Okay, and how long ago did you put this one in?
I would say 5 of them are about 2 years old, and one of them is maybe 4 years old.
Okay. And now, is this something that you got out of a greenhouse, or was it outside and ready to go?
Let's see. They were... actually, they were at Costco.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that. You can get some really good stuff at some of those places, so I would do the same thing. Sometimes with those, they're forced to bloom the first couple of years. Their first year of growth, that they're showing flowers so that when you get them, they're in full bloom. So that could be one of the things that happened originally. Sometimes there are azaleas, just like a hydrangea, that are meant for indoors. Like they give you that first burst of bloom and then they never really flower again. One of the things I'm thinking, I think it might have a little bit to do with weather, but not a lot, because your other azaleas are having success. One of the things I would suggest doing is early spring, and really before anything starting to show, is take a look underneath the leaves, see if there's anything there, that type of thing. Maybe they're getting infected that way. One of the things you can do early spring is use like an all seasons oil. It's an organic product. It's just an oil where you can spray over the plants to try and suffocate any of the insects that are there. Usually about 10 to 14 days, maybe a little bit longer in between. The back of the product will actually tell you how often you should spray. But I try it as a preventative type thing. Spray those ones that are affected. See what it does for you. You know, it might be... are they in a little bit shadier area than the others, or are they all in the same type of conditions?
They're all in the same location. They all get the same amount of sun, or lack thereof.
Okay. You know, I definitely look into that all season spray and do something early in the spring. Not like early, like beginning to middle of March. More when you start to see some growth popping up. Take a look at underneath. Sometimes you might not be able to see a lot of the insects. Some are microscopic, real small. You wouldn't be able to see it. It might be like a mite, that type of thing. So I'd suggest maybe using an all seasons oil spray, spraying that and just and kind of soaking it. You want to get underneath. You want to get, you know, into the crevices, to the crotches of where the branching is. So if there are a couple branches going up right in the V there, they will try and actually hide there. You know, that's where they'll try to overwinter. So, you know, you want to soak the plant. That's something I would definitely do. And the great thing about it is organic. So it's not going to affect anything in the area. It's not really going to affect any of the other plants, that type of thing. So you might have to do it a couple times, but I'd do it as a preventative just to make sure that, it's safe and it'll help it out. The other thing I would do is maybe use some Holytone in the spring, early spring, to help boost it. Or what you could do is use like a super phosphate, a high middle number. So you have nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, the three NPK numbers. A lot of times anything that's in the middle is a high number, is going to be good for root development and to help with the blossom boosting. They have products out there even called Blossom Booster, that type of thing, that you could use as a fertilizer. That's something I would suggest doing early. It'll help just develop it. And then again, in the fall, using that same, in the fall, use more of like a Holytone, something more acidic for those azaleas. Put them in there at half the rate to help it get through the winter and help get it ready for next year.
Okay. And when you say putting on the oil, would I put that on right when the buds are starting to show?
Yeah, you could do that at that point because sometimes the insects will hide in the buds. They're so small that they'll eat right in there. Now, you might have to do it a couple times. Sometimes if we have an early spring where it's, you know, starting, the temperature starting to warm up in March and into April, and I know you're in Pennsylvania, so it's a little bit different than here in New England where we are. So just, you really got to see where the temperatures are at. When you're starting to get, you know, mid to upper 40s and 50s on a regular basis, that's when you're going to start to see some growth on some shrubs and trees. So that's when you might want to do it. But again, you might have to do it a few times to help prevent it, and then go from there.
Okay, great.
All right, Robin, thanks a lot then. We thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till about 10 o'clock today to answer all of your gardening questions. Feel free to give us a call.
I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulsherrant.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulsherrant.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulsherrant.com. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with EverGuard repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. EverGuard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EverGuardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. EverGuard.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert
expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to get right back into the phone lines. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, first up we have Jennifer from Cape Cod, and she has a question about bugs.
All right, Jennifer, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you. I missed the segment on the bugs, and I heard the very end, and I was wondering if there was a bug for beetles, specifically the lily leaf beetle. Everything I use seems to not really work if it's organic, the spinosad, and I don't like to use the harder things.
Yeah, I'm not sure if there is one for the lily leaf beetle. That's a pretty strong bug.
It is.
Their website has a lot of good information. I don't know if you got that. I'll give it to you again. It's organiccontrol.com.
Okay.
So, it's organic. CONTROL.
Okay, great, because I probably have a lot of other questions about organic things that I would like to get from that site, too.
They have a lot of great information there. One of the things you can do is you can take a look at all the different bugs that they have that are there. And, you know, different types of repellents. They have repellents. They have a bunch of other stuff. So it's a lot of good information.
Good.
But it is stuff you could actually, you know, contact and get some information from them. There's a lot of information sheets on there. I'm just, you know, clicking on it. There's all the different ones that they have that can do. I'm not sure if that lily leaf beetle is something that they have yet. It's just a pain.
Yeah, beetles
in
general are pretty hard.
Yeah.
My original question, though, was really about a hydrangea question. I have a hydrangea tree, a PG hydrangea tree that's doing really well, and I'm about to nip the blossoms off. I haven't waited too long, have I?
No, you should be fine at this okay. time. The only thing that, you know, you're on the Cape, so the temperature's a little bit different. It's a little bit warmer.
We haven't really had a hard frost yet.
Yeah, I know that they're talking next week, next weekend, maybe into the teens in my area, and I work in Winchester, it's you know, right outside of Boston area, so you're going to be a little bit warmer, I think. So you should be fine. The one thing I would be worried if it was like teens and that type of thing is the fresh cuts.
Try to do it on a warmer day.
Yeah, so I know today's in the 30s today. Might be, you know, not a bad day. The sun's out. So it's probably a little bit warmer. So you could do it now and not have an issue.
And the couple of bushes that I had this summer, I don't know if this is something you heard a lot about, really didn't do as well as they've been doing. And I don't know if that's because of the drought we had. Some of the ornamental trees that were sort of in the back of my flower beds have now become larger, and their canopy is starting to hang over where some of these hydrangea bushes are. And instead of getting direct light, they're now getting more of a filtered light. So maybe that combination of the lack of water.
It might have had a little bit to do with it. One of the things that we did have this year, and it affected a lot of hydrangeas, a lot of flowers that were ready to go, also it affected the peach growers, that type of thing, was we had a late frost. We had a frost in April that when everything
got to a certain point and then they just stopped.
Yeah, so in April we had a really bad frost that was later than normal. We can get a frost up until about May 20th is like the idea, but usually don't see one, not like a heavy frost. But we got a heavy frost in April that did a lot of damage to hydrangeas, and you're seeing it everywhere.
Okay.
Hydrangeas had maybe like, I've had some people say, you know, they had one blossom, some say you know, five or six, but
exactly.
It had a lot to do with the frost that happened. And then you add in the drought and everything else, you know, it just wasn't a good year for them. So it wasn't anything you did. You should, you know, it wasn't anything you really did. It's really Mother Nature, you know. Basically what Mother Nature did was pruned it back a little bit, cut it back, and got it ready for next year.
Okay.
So I think that's something.
That's starting to grow. Should I nip some of that back so that they get more direct light?
You could, but it's not going to completely affect it. So
okay, great.
But you should be all right. And one last thing real quick. A praying mantid might do something with some beetles. So take a look at that on that website and go from there. So we thank you for the
great
phone call.
Information.
All right, phone number here, 855-660-4261.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.